That's my advice for players and coaches.
Find a way.
Create your own opportunities. Yeah. You know, find a way and create your own opportunities, no matter how long it takes.
They need to find somebody that's going to love them and take care of them and prepare them for the real world. Because this baseball thing ain't going to last forever.
And I think where JUCO becomes a fantastic option is if you don't fall in love.
I think it's really important that we link, as parents and coaches, we've linked identity with you know, who they really are, and leave baseball as the thing that they do.
Welcome back to the Are You in the Book podcast, where the journey is greater than the destination. Brought to you by the Baseball Blue Book. Are you in the book? And now, your host, Eric Wobinoff.
All right, welcome back to the Baseball Blue Book podcast. My name is Eric Wobinoff, the president of the Baseball Blue Book. And today we are joined with assistant coach Lee Lipinski from Rider University. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Eric. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be a part of this podcast. It seems like a great, you know, organization you guys are putting together here. And, you know, I'm excited to talk about Rider and a little bit about myself.
Awesome. Well, that's exactly what we do. We really get into the kind of your journey. One of the things that our fans really enjoy is getting to know the coaches. It's kind of a unique situation and place that they can kind of hear the heart of the coach. And that's kind of what I was just sharing with you earlier. But let's go ahead. It will start with your journey, and then we will give you an opportunity to kind of brag on Rider University and hopefully get into some pretty cool topics here through the podcast. So Lee, why don't you go ahead and start, introduce yourself again, give us kind of your background, what a great story is. Obviously, Lee played for Rider, so I think he will bring a unique perspective of the program. And so go ahead and start with your journey.
Yes. So my name is Lee Lipinski. I'm an assistant coach, recruiting coordinator at Rider University. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I moved up here in the fall of 2012 for my freshman year, and I have been here ever since. I have, you know, gone home here and there for summer break and whatnot, but for the most part, I came here and I fell in love with Rider University. I've stayed here since. This is going to be my 12th year continuous. At Rider, I played 5 years, and in the summer of 2017, as staff, you know, up in Baltimore, I didn't really have too much of an idea of what Rider was. You know, everyone kind of wants to go south. Everyone wants to go south and play. Honestly, Rider was my only offer, and Coach Davis saw something in me that a lot of people didn't, and he took a shot on me. And, you know, for that, I'll always be very grateful. And I think that definitely has, you know, plays a part in my loyalty to the school and to this, you know, organization. So yeah. You know, Rider, we've been in the conference championships 3 of the last 4 years, 1-2 of this conference championships. We've been to 2 regionals in the last 3 years. One in Louisiana Tech and one last year at Coastal Carolina, where we actually won the first game. We beat Coastal in a pretty wild game. So, you know, we're trying to build something here that's continuous. There's always been pretty good success at this school. But, yeah, in the last 3 years, we've really built a team that can compete with the best. I mean, we've played, I don't know, 4 or 5 top 15 ranked teams. We've won 3 games actually in the last 3 years. So, you know, we try to get up there with the big guys, even though we're kind of a smaller Division I school in Central New Jersey. So,
now that's great. So one of the things that I love to hear is kind of the changes, and you're really a perfect person to talk about the changes, right? It's not been that long since you were recruited, and now you're basically running the recruiting for the same school that recruited you. Talk about kind of just to highlight the differences, and really this is to the parents and players that are really kind of getting into this at their stage of life, of the things that kind of you went through, and then some of the things that you see that are similar to what you went through, and maybe some of the other things that are completely different.
Well, just starting with the things that I went through. When I was playing, we didn't really have all these camps, all these showcases. I'm sure that's been said before. It's expanded. I think right now, kids have the best opportunity and the most opportunity to showcase themselves in front of college coaches. I think there's a ton of camps around here and just throughout the country that do a great job putting you in front of the right guys too. I think that's the biggest thing right now compared to when I was playing. The other thing that I noticed, and I talked to buddies that I played with, other coaches, is that the players much better than what we were. I mean, these kids are, brought up pretty much only doing baseball for a lot of them. Just the skill level and the talent that I'm seeing is, way higher than when I was, coming up. And because of that, I think we're getting better players. And that's the reason that we've been able to compete, with bigger schools for sure. And also with the transfer portal, I think there's a lot more high school players going overlooked. And for that reason, we're getting better freshmen coming in, freshmen that are able to make an impact immediately. Right now, our starting middle infield is two freshmen, and they're playing, unbelievably right now. We had a kind of rough patch to start, but we put both those guys in there, and we're letting them play, and they're doing it. So that's pretty much the main difference.
I think that's really interesting that you bring that up, because I hear a lot of coaches saying the transfer portal is really making it difficult for the freshmen, which is obviously a concern across the country. I love what you're saying. It gives you an opportunity to find some of these freshmen that might have been overlooked because of the power of the transfer portal. So you're using both. Talk about the are you using the transfer portal as well? And talk about that, how that kind of plays in with the overall strategy of your recruiting.
We try and get on the portal. After last year, we lost a ton of really good players. Several of them are still playing, and they went on the portal, and they're playing at kind of bigger schools now. And we were, excited for them. They had done their 4 years here. They had succeeded. So I was thinking, after the success that we had last year, we'd have a little bit, better luck on portal, but for whatever reason, we didn't have that much luck. We have two Division One transfers and one Division Three transfer. Really, we've always kind of stayed the high school route, we try to bring guys in and develop as they go. We are going to use the portal a little bit more. We're going to attack it a little bit harder for sure. But for the most part, we stick to incoming, high school seniors and having them all 4 years.
I think that's great. The almost old school kind of recruiting, find the guys that you really want to develop. That's really important. I think that's important for people that are listening. Rider University really looking for those high school players that can play right away, but also have an opportunity to develop. It's part of the changes that are happening, and some schools are taking advantage of this opportunity to maybe get some of these high-end high school guys that might not be able to play at other locations. So I appreciate you sharing that. With that being said, what are some of the avenues that you and the coaching staff go through to find these high school players? Is it the showcases, the camps? Is it are they visiting the college, watching games? Kind of talk about how you go and find these players now.
So for the most part, we tend to stick local, but that's just because the school is small and not many people know about us. And because of that, we have a really good connection with a lot of the high school coaches, a lot of the travel ball coaches in the area, and a lot of it is word of mouth. We'll talk to people that we trust and say, hey, is there a guy that we need to go see? And these guys aren't wrong. So we do a lot of that. We do attend a lot of high school games. We try to find time in the season. It's always tough, but we find it important, especially kind of postseason games, where we're trying to find guys that are, on teams that are succeeding, teams that have, succeeded. We'll see high school guys in that sense. I'll go to showcases, pretty much throughout the summer. Diamond Nation's a big hub for us. So, you know, we spend a lot of time over there. So we kind of, you know, spread out, go across, you know, the kind of the greater Northeast region. And we try to find guys that want to be at Ryder, that know who we are, that are, you know, that would feel lucky to come play for us. And that's kind of something that we've stuck with, you know, guys that want to be here, not necessarily this being like a fallback plan for guys. We want guys that like reach out to us, interest and want to be a Rock pretty much.
I love it. That's that is a great attitude. You know, you're hearing with all the changes, right? It's, you better be able to play, get in the transfer portal, find a place. And you guys are kind of, you know what? I love what you said there. We want guys that want to be here. I was just on it with another coach, and he said the three things that he talks to parents and players about advice is that they want to be there, and then go after the ones that want them as well. Go through kind of the, you know, how do people like to reach out to you? You love to go to high school games, connections with the college or the actual high school coaches. What are some of the tips that you can provide to players and parents when they start going into this process of, you know what, I think I want to play at this next level?
Yeah, I mean, I think identifying obviously some core schools and that you'd be interested in that are realistic for what your, you know, what your talent level is very important, but not just for baseball, but somewhere that's going to have your major, somewhere that's going to, you know, you're going to feel like you're at home. That's another reason that sometimes we don't get guys from too far away. I mean, we'll venture a little bit, but a lot of guys, New Jersey's a different area and it's not for everybody. And they get here and, you know, and it's kind of different. And, that you're comfortable being, that's extremely important. For that, I mean, as far as the high school coaches go, they're going to tell us if this guy's a good teammate or not, if this guy is doing everything it takes to win or not. And that's what we really look for, is winners, guys that kind of grinders that, you know, maybe have been overlooked a little bit, but they can play and they're going to continue to, you know, develop themselves with, you know, beyond what us and the staff do with them, you know, have them do a ton on their own because they want to be the best. So, I mean, that's kind of what we see from high school guys, high school coaches, more so than actual like talent level. I mean, they'll tell us if the guy can play. Sure, they're not going to ask us to come out if he can't play, but it's more and about how to win. So,
no, that's great. That's great. Give us a kind of an overview. You've talked about Ryder University being sort of small in the New Jersey area. Give us kind of a, you picked it, you loved it, you're still there, you have never left. Give us some highlights. What makes Ryder unique and a place for people to really start taking notice of?
So I think, you know, Ryder's a small school. It's about 4,500 undergrad. It's a commuter school. So the people that live on campus and on campus, it's like tight-knit community. I think the entire athletic department is pretty tight. Especially the student athletes. I think there's something special about that. Everybody's, you know, going to each other's games, pulling for each other. I mean, just that kind of sense of community, I think, is definitely plays a big part in it. Like a logistical thing would be, like, you wake up from class and you walk 5 minutes in, or I'm sorry, you wake up and you walk 5 minutes and you're at class. You're not lost. There's five classroom buildings. There's about eight dorms. So, you know, just the kind of the condensed campus definitely is something that I think is attractive. We have an excellent business program and accounting program, and kind of, you know, the fact that we're in between New York and Philly, pretty much directly in the middle, I think provides a lot of opportunity for kids post, you know, post graduation and post baseball. They'll have an opportunity to meet the right people, do the internships and whatnot. But yeah, I think mostly it's the tight-knit community. The fact that it is small, I think it was very attractive to me. And I think a lot of guys that we get, it's kind of the same thing for them.
That's great. That's great. And you can, well, I'm on with Coach Lee Lipinski with Rider University. Again, this is the Are You In The Book podcast. And Lee is in the book. He's on the app. For any contact information, you can certainly download the free Baseball Blue Book app, and you can check out Rider University, find the contact information. There's everything's there, from the website to the recruiting form, their schedule. And one of the things that I always hear is, kids that are interested should come out to the games. So talk about the games. You're right in the middle of the season. And why is that important to have players come in and maybe that they're interested? Certainly when you're looking at kids locally, having them come to games.
I mean, that's like that's the ultimate show that you're interested. Essentially, you're going to take time out of your day to come and watch us play, see how we do things, see how kind of a, you know, how we operate. I think that's important. I think it's also important when making your decision. You want to see how the coaching staff is on game day. You want to see how the players are reacting to coach. You want to see if they're prepared. You want to see, you know, how I think pregame is a great thing to come to. I mean, I think practices too. We get kids that come out to practices. Typically, it'll be guys that we've had on a visit or something, but that's a very important thing to come and see. That's what you're going to be doing every day. And if that looks like something that you're ready to sign up for, then that's, you know, important for you. And if it looks like it's a little bit too much, or you don't think it's organized enough or whatever, you know, that's something that you definitely have to take into account as well.
Well, you're making a big decision, right? I think these players and high school kids, you have to really, this is a 4-year decision. That's really a lifetime decision, right? I mean, certainly it was for you, making the right decision, to be with Rider's baseball program has launched your career. And I think that's really exciting. So D1, I love it. It's, you know, all those guys D1 or bust, but yet your dreams are getting broken, because of the transfer portal. I think Rider might be an opportunity. I love that you are taking a look at the freshman and, development. I think that is, shout out to Rider University and making it work. So talk about the season. How's the season going? And how's the next year and the next few years looking?
Yeah, so this season we started off a little tough. I mean, we're 2-14 coming home for our conference play. We our two wins were over UMBC, and we somehow snuck out a win against Duke. I don't know how that happens. We just play well against them for some reason. Coach Pollard does an unbelievable job there. And, you know, every time we shake hands at the end of the game, he just tells us how hard we compete and, you know, how good of a job we do. And it's really appreciative throughout our staff. But we played the 6th hardest schedule in the country to this point. 9th hardest now out of conference schedule. So, you know, we're looking around. I mean, this is rough. What's going on here? We thought we were going to have it all, you know, figured out. But, you know, we came up to Quinnipiac, and we won our first 3 conference games. We won again this Tuesday. We're kind of on a little bit of a roll here, and we have a chance. We're home for the next 6 games. So we have a chance to kind of, you know, put something together here and get right back to 500 and kind of keep rolling. I think, you know, the fact that we play a difficult out-of-conference schedule definitely helps our guys. Once we get back up here and we're playing a little bit more to, you know, our level, you know, it makes everything a lot easier, I think. And for the next couple of years, we're young right now. Our first 3 guys on the mound are all sophomores. Like I said earlier, our middle infield is 2 freshmen. I mean, we're playing, I think we're starting 4 to 5 freshmen a game right now. So we definitely have a bright future ahead. And, you know, it's kind of something that we've tried to do is when we get a good group, a bigger group of freshmen, we try to let them play and let them play from day one until, you know, until they're seen by the time they're seniors, you know, we got a good ball club. And that kind of is what happened last year. Good group come in 2020, their freshman year, COVID canceled the season. We were looking good. Those guys were all playing. And then the next 3 years, I mean, they really delivered. They're kind of our, or saving grace, if you will. We had a couple rough they got there, but you know, that's kind of our you know, strategy. We bring guys in, we bring a big class of good guys, good freshmen in, and we let them play. And by the time they're out of here, you know, they become really good ball players, and we typically have a pretty good club. So
that's great. I love it. I love it. The development, it's really not development of the player, it's development of the team, and you're kind of doing it in parallel. I think that's really impressive and exciting. And obviously, hard out of conference schedules. That typically, if you got a good group of guys, it builds confidence. It doesn't destroy it. And I think that's what you've got. You've got guys that are learning from that, playing up on, you know, talent and taking it to the next level. I think that's really exciting for you, Coach. It's been a lot of fun talking with you today, getting to know you, the Rider University program. Lee Lapinski, the assistant coach. You can find, again, all of his contact information in the Baseball Blue Book app. And I appreciate Coach joining me today on the Are You in the Book podcast. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.